This is KCUR 89.3. Direct primary care doctors don't take health insurance. Instead, patients pay a monthly membership fee for access to their doctor. The number of doctors with direct primary care practices is growing in the Kansas City area, and the onset of the Trump administration could mean a new market opening up for these physicians, Medicaid. KCUR's Andy Marceau has more.
Dr. Damon Haybrock's office in Westwood looks more like an apartment because, well, it is. Haybrock finished converting the two-story row house into a medical clinic in September. He put exam tables in the bedrooms and a centrifuge for lab testing next to the kitchen sink. The look isn't the only thing that's different from a traditional doctor's office. So is the payment method. Haybrock doesn't take any insurance. Instead, he charges $60 a month for unlimited office visits, phone calls, and some lab tests. Haybrock previously worked in the on-site employee clinic at Cerner, where he didn't have to bother with medical billing and coding and therefore got to spend more time with patients.
I liked how we were doing medicine, the longer appointment types. We built a team care model, a lot of integration and all of that. So I love that, but it was time for me to move on.
Haybrock wanted to practice medicine that way, but in the community where his family lives. So he turned to the monthly fee model, which is called Direct Primary Care, or DPC. And he had help from a growing group of DPC docs. Doctors Kylie Vanneman and Hasib Ahmed have a DPC office in Johnson County that looks a little more traditional, including white shelves full of pills and a machine that counts them. Vanneman is the leader of the Midwest Direct Primary Care Alliance, a group that started with just a few DPC docs from Northeast Kansas getting together for dinner one night.
So we met informally and found it to be really great, just good camaraderie, good just social support. And it just has sort of grown and manifested into this loose organization. So we call ourselves the Midwest DPC Alliance, and there are, last I checked, about 17 physician members.
Vanneman says the group tries to educate the public about DPC, that it's essentially what used to be called concierge medicine, but she and her colleagues are trying to do it at prices that are accessible to more than just rich people. The doctors also swap info about regulatory changes, like a bill the Kansas House just passed that would let them negotiate prices for more complex lab tests on behalf of their patients. As DPC grows, some patient advocacy groups want to make sure people know it's not a substitute for medical insurance. There's a lot the membership plans don't cover, says Andrea Callow of Families USA, which means patients risk big out-of-pocket bills for things like hospitals and specialists.
For low-income people, you know, all of those risks just get further amplified.
Most DPC doctors recommend their patients at least carry a low-premium, high-deductible insurance plan for unforeseen medical needs, in addition to the primary care membership. That combination works for people in the private insurance market looking to avoid Obamacare tax penalties, but federal rules have always prohibited it within Medicaid. That could change under President Trump, who has promised to switch Medicaid to block grants with more flexibility for states. If that happens, Kansas Lieutenant Governor Jeff Collier says DPC is something he would consider for that state's Medicaid program, CanCare.
I'm interested in all options on the table. We want good quality care, and we need a variety of care providers and a variety of options, and I think it's an interesting one to explore.
There's no proposal yet for how the state would do that, but it might involve giving patients some sort of voucher to purchase primary care rather than covering it through traditional Medicaid. No matter how it's done, Callow says there's a lot to consider. The federal rules are there for a reason, to ensure stuff like childhood mental health screenings are covered, for example.
But the devil's in the details, obviously, and you'd sort of have to parse what is primary care, what is specialty care, and if you started moving some of what I would see, those more specialty services into a primary care environment, it's going to get really tricky.
Haybrock, Vanneman, and Ahmed say they would gladly take Medicaid patients if the state can devise some kind of system in which the patients pay them directly. But they don't want to bail an insurance company. That's why they got into DPC in the first place. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Andy Marceau.
Andy Marceau is a reporter for KCUR's Kansas News Service, a collaboration of public media stations covering health, education, and politics across the state.